How did you feel about getting the Big Ten Offensive Player of the Week award?
Personally, I think A-Rob, you know, deserved it more. Or, you know, Darrell for his performance. I think a lot of guys on our offense last week could have gotten that award.
Statistically, this is going to be Wisconsin's defense will be the best one that you've faced so far. What do they do so well that's had the success?
I think, you know, having a lot of returning starters and guys who, you know, played a lot of football, whether they started or not, you know, that's the main thing. They have a lot of experience, and what they do on defense isn't, you know, necessarily difficult from a scheme standpoint, but they do it so well, and that's, you know, the toughest thing is they're very aggressive with what they do because they play so confident. And you know, just because you know what the coverage is, doesn't mean the, you know, routes are going to be open, because they do a great job of covering guys. They come up and make tackles in the flats. I mean, they just do a tremendous job of playing overall sound defense, and they don't give up a lot of big plays at all.
Do you feel like this offense is getting better each and every week?
I think so. I mean, I hope so. That's kind of what we're, you know, focusing on doing, is improving every week. So we would hope to see improvement from week to week, and that doesn't mean that, you know, there's not always things that we can work on. You know, there may be some improvements in some areas, but there's still some mistakes that we need to, you know, correct every single week.
How important is the one week at a time attitude? You guys kind of had that last year. Do you guys keep yourselves in check, or the coaches pound at home?
I think it's a combination of both. You know, coaches and players doing a good job of, you know, understanding what's the main focus of the season, and that's obviously the next game. And there's no other way to look at it. There's no other way to take it and hope to be successful. If you're looking too far down the road, you're not going to be, you know, where you want from a mental standpoint heading into each week.
Last year you didn't have Marvin when you guys played this game. I think a lot of guys were sick that week.
And
what type of dimension will he be able to provide the passing game against this defense that you were describing as, you know, one that's going to be coming at
you? I think, you know, it's just nice to have, you know, all your guys there. I think that's the main thing. You know, when we have everyone healthy and we got, you know, a lot of depth out there on the field on offense, that can only, you know, help us with what we're trying to do. It can only help us open up the playbook and execute better. So I think it'll be helpful, you know, having everybody out there, obviously. And if we didn't, we'd have to play the game anyway. So that's not something we're kind of, you know, stopping the focus on, you know, giving ourselves a pat on the back, everyone's healthy. That's not really our focus. It's really, you know, how well are we going to execute, and how hard are we going to practice, and how much film we're going to watch in order to give ourselves, you know, the best opportunity to win.
Maybe probably easier to, you know, get everybody's attention this week, like during practice, when you are going up against a team that, you know, everyone's talking about them having such a signature victory against Ohio State. And
I think everyone's focus should be there. Every single week, regardless of who you're playing, it doesn't matter if the team's undefeated or if they haven't won a game. You prepare the same way every single time, and if you do that, that's how you become consistent.
Did it surprise you, though, that Wisconsin beat Ohio State last week?
Not really. They're both very good football teams. You know, I wasn't at the game. I didn't watch it, so I don't know what happened. And you know, in the Big Ten, anybody can win any game. That's just how college football is. That's why you play the game, to find out who's going to win. So, you know, points and favorites before games, it doesn't really mean anything, because, you know, once you hit the field, you never know what's going to happen. And you should never be surprised, you know, any week when you see a team win or a team lose, because that's just how college football is. It's always tough to win.
Last year, you guys started off the game pretty slow, and then the second half you really took over and dominated. How do you guys get off to a faster start this year?
You know, just with our preparation this week. If there's, you know, anything you can do to give yourself an advantage in a ball game, it's to prepare as well as possible during the week and watch as much film, so that when you hit the field, you know, you're completely confident with what the game plan is, and you don't really need to make adjustments because you know everything that they can do on defense. So obviously we expect, you know, different looks every single week depending on what we do, and, you know, things will change from defense to defense. But if you're prepared, you know, you can you know, accept those, you know, differences a little bit better. And you can make plays earlier on in ball games when, you know, things are really tough, you know, the crowd's into it or whatever, and, you know, they're playing really aggressive. You kind of have to, you know, weather the storm and get through some of those things. And If we start fast, you know, that's great. That would, you know, be the plan. And if we don't, we still have to go out there and play the rest of the game and execute on every play and just worry about the next play.